Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my 10 in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23, never will I live to see 24. The way things are going, I don't know. After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Hello.
Hold it down for We Talk Radio. What's the dealio, buddy?
I don't.
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Are we live right now on We Talk Radio? What's up, Macy?
Nothing. I didn't know you were talking to me.
I was talking to you. We holding it down for the extraordinary
amazing. I like that last song on the replay. Yeah.
Listen, this is the deal. I'm going to need to get with Rhonda Ray. Let me do this real quick. This is your girl, Kia B, and the Hot Topic panel right here on the Kia B Unplugged show. You can find us every single day at www.wetalkradio.com. That last song B-Ray played was a little out of order. B-Ray gets us all hyped with these fast songs, and then she slows it down all of a sudden, like, boom. Listen, be ready.
Yeah, you
gotta
take your
Xanax
on that song.
Right. But that was a popping song, though. That was
beautiful.
It was a beautiful
song.
Do you need sex therapy?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Do you need? That's what the song is called, sex therapy. Do you need some sex therapy?
Sex? I don't think it's therapy. You know, I could teach a few men a few things now.
Oh,
don't shortchange me. Yeah. Man,
it depends on who you ask. It depends on who you ask. This might be therapy for some.
Shout out to Big Joe.
Big Joe, I could show you some stuff.
Uh-oh. Shout out to Chief Miley B-Ray.
I don't do videos.
I do live. So come on over.
Wait a minute, is Big Joe speechless for the first time ever? What the hell's going on?
The first time in life. In life.
What the
heck?
Bring it, Joe.
Hey, Joe, bring all your equipment too.
What you talking about? The
Now really speechless. Now I'm really speechless.
Wow. Not your Corona glove. You know what I mean.
Hey, it's time for you to take my voice on tonight.
Oh, that's funny.
Go ahead.
Who is this?
That's AC
Black. I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Perform. No, I said porn, not porn. I didn't say porn.
Not yet. There's a special voice that T. Smiley does. It's a very high pitched voice. And we thought we could get Big Joe to do the high pitched voice. We guess not tonight. Okay, so is it going to be a showdown between Maggie Jean, Maggie Jean, CP, Meiji, and B Ray as to who's going to get Big Joe?
Oh, it's going to be a fight. I could beat Maggie. See, CP may have a few edges on me. You know, I'm going to have to work that one different.
That's funny.
CP got more than a few edges. CP got Master P with guns over there.
Master P is slow and lifeless.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to have to also watch out for Ronda Rae because, you know, I'm like three times smaller. Like, you got a pie and you cut it in four. I'm a fourth of Ronda Rae's beautiful chest. So you let me know what you want, but I got everything else you need.
Listen, y'all go to the website and so y'all can see what we talk about. You got to go to wetalkradio.com. You got to go to our, Hot Topic Panelists. And you will see our Hot Topic.
This is not Wednesday. Oh, my gosh.
No, that's
a prayer service.
B-Ray has the biggest jugs I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wow.
She looks so pretty.
She does. And she wears them proudly, nice and high on her chest, I guess you'd call it, her chest on her chest. It looks good.
I want to know how much tape did she put on.
Tape? T-A-P-E?
T-A-P-E. How much tape do you use to lift them, because I have to use about four rolls.
That is sick. Dang. So wait a minute. I don't use any tape. What does that mean for me?
That you need a breast enhancement. That you need to go fund me for some breast money.
Why is T. Smiley choking?
We don't need. Hey, this is not a place for flapjacks. Flat breath.
I'm out of it. They used to call me the itty bitty titty committee. That's what they used to call me in school.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I didn't get breasts really until I had Riley. In what was that? 2004. Yeah, 2006. No. Not Maja. Not 1996.
So cause and effect.
2006, the second child, yes. The second child is when I got the A cup. I didn't have an A cup. I had a -2 before that.
Oh, my God. You had a mosquito bite.
You had man boobs.
I had inserts. I
had
insert.
A wart.
Inverted and inserted.
Wart.
She said I had a wart. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I got to tell y'all about this. This is serious business. This is real serious. Have y'all heard about Dr. Phil, Dr. Phil making the comments about the coronavirus?
No.
So Dr. Phil, he made some comments about the coronavirus, basically saying, you know, 250 people die in poverty a year. You know, people die in car accidents, and they die in the swimming pool. We got to open these schools up, and we got to get people back to work. People got to, you know, they're going to die anyway, is what he's saying.
He's getting a stimulus check.
With his name on it.
Exactly.
He put my name.
He's basically saying we don't need to shut the county down. Now, this is a man who has, like, a national platform. I'm talking about thousands of people that follow him just because. I mean, I was on the show. I don't follow him, but I was on it, you know. So he didn't have a valid point when he was talking to me, and he don't have a valid point now.
I'm telling you, he's getting paid because none of them speak about anything like that unless they're getting paid.
Yeah, he went and did like a little live on his live feed. He did a live video. Yeah, because everybody's doing these videos from home now. It's all about these videos at the house now. You know, TV shows now are being produced in people's homes. The Real is actually being produced in their houses. They sit in front of a camera at their house. You know, they're not a co-production crew. Ellen DeGeneres, watch this. Ellen DeGeneres, allegedly, she has a crew at her, you know, that she's had for years that's worked with her, production crew. And if you know anything about the film industry at all, one of the things that happens is you can have union workers and non-union workers. Well, she's got all these union workers at her office, back at the office, where none of them had any communication about when they were, you know, what was the situation like, when or if they were supposed to be going back to work, all of that stuff. They didn't know what was happening. And
you're
so
going
all,
away.
Uh-oh. Is that better?
Yeah.
My other mic went out. And so all of a sudden, Ellen DeGeneres decided that she was going to hire another crew to come into her house and do the filming at the house, but this is a non-union crew that she can pay whatever she wants to pay. She doesn't have to pay them any, you know, specific amount of money. She can pay them anything, kibbles a bit, but she's got this whole crew that's been with her for years that she didn't bring to her house. You see what I'm saying? So it's like she's receiving a lot of backlash, too, about a lot of different things. So, you know, Dr. Oz made a comment about how everybody needs to go back to school. We've got to reopen these schools. These kids need to be back in schools to get this good education and to get these good meals. Let me tell you something. Those meals are full of salt and making these kids fat and everything else. The education is mediocre. Let's not get it twisted. We parents, if we take responsibility for our children and do this at home, which we should be doing anyway, homeschooling our children, they eat better and they have better education. You see what I'm saying? So I get it. Everybody doesn't have the means to do that from their home, teach their children at school, so on and so forth. They don't have the education. They don't have the, you know, whatever it is. They don't have it. I understand that some children have to go to school. But if you do have the means to be able to teach your kids from home, do that. Do that because the food ain't no good, and the teachers, they guess what? They take advantage of your kids sometimes because guess what? You got these teachers out here who are sexually assaulting these kids, and then they talk going crazy. So not all teachers. We got some real good teachers. We got some really really good teachers. We got some bad ones. Trust me. I was in education. I have a degree in education. I understand what I'm talking about. I'm not making that part up. Who else? We got Maggie Jean joining us yet?
Not yet.
What about CP? I think somebody else was here. Who else was joining us? Somebody else came in.
I am.
Yeah, what
CP.
Up, CP? How you doing?
Good. What's
CP,
up?
CP, you didn't know we are all the women on the show, except for Kia D. She's too flat. We are fighting for Joe tonight. Who
yeah,
will
Joe
get
like
Joe?
Breath. What do you mean? What do you mean that we're fighting for Joe tonight?
Whatever comes into your imagination.
I'm gonna put y'all on mute.
No, Master P won't have to listen. He might like it.
Oh Lord, help Jesus.
Tell Master P
oh,
he can come
too.
I'm gonna get on my Christian side tonight.
Why don't
Big
you
Joe?
Just go
don't
too.
Let him do
Why
it, Joe. Don't let him do
out
it.
On the deck. Go out
don't
on the deck.
Don't let him do it, Big Joe.
And let's talk.
Go to the dog. Don't let him do it to you, Big Joe. Better watch
We're
out for them single women.
Listen, we're competing with Wanda Ray to see who has the biggest jugs and who has to use the most tape to keep them up. I definitely
but we don't
am
know.
Not in
I
the,
mean, but we don't
hey,
know.
Hey, really?
What is Joe chasing? And he could say all he wants he's not chasing. I'm not going to buy it.
So what yeah, Big Joe, who are you chasing? Which one do you want, Big Joe? You got to make a decision tonight.
Hey, bro, they got your spot, man.
I can't help you, man.
Unfortunately, y'all know that Big Joe only has 30 minutes and I got to go back to work.
I can't with you,
it
Big
don't
Joe.
Take that long, Joe. It don't take that long.
It don't take that long, Joe.
Big Joe,
it don't take that long, son.
10 seconds. 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, go.
Joe, go for it. Ronda Rae won?
Big Joe, I can't believe you're going to leave us right now. I'm getting some feedback from somebody telling you.
He done turned his TV up.
No, that wasn't Big Joe. Big Joe did not. I'm waiting to see who's going to win the fight.
Oh, snap. So what are we doing? We need to put a little more mud on the breast and let him put him around a little more.
We don't have to go that far. I got some wigs with some yellow, like Trump color hair, you know, that are long. Because Ronda Rae's got a blue, purpley like, and it's nice. I could fix it up. If you need someone made up, I could do it.
I can't.
Now, I look.
I don't think he's looking for that.
I have to put my phone on mute because I'm laughing so hard over here.
Now, Joe, I got some size 4 dresses that I've had for years. I could try to get in them.
You forgot to put a 2 in front of that 4. Come on now.
No, I forgot to put a 3.
Why am I so
oh, my gosh.
She said, I'm going to try and get in them.
Oh, my gosh.
That was hilarious. Y'all have got to give it up to Big Joe. Oh, my goodness, he has been a trooper. He got a lot of options.
Where is Ronda Rae? She ain't fighting.
Ronda.
She don't have to fight.
Ronda Rae ain't got to fight. B-Ray, where you at, B-Ray?
Silent.
Right. B-Ray, you checking the phone line? B-Ray, where you at, mate? She might be checking the phone line. Well, she'll be back in a second.
Likely excuse. Thank you.
That sounds
likely
like B-Ray
excuse
to me. That sounds like B-Ray.
I love y'all. I gotta go.
Hey, do we all need to take that picture and send it to Big Joe real quick? So, you know, let him decide.
Yep.
I'm
the only
one anyway.
Hello.
Of course.
Let me get my picture out.
These are not every shot.
Oh, I gotta go. I love y'all so much.
What angle you want, Joe? What angle you want? Kevin.
I gotta go. Y'all gonna make me late.
Okay.
I'm gonna get
I'll
me a
you later.
Pose. I'm gonna get a wrong way pose from the side.
What angle do you want?
Heck, he does not want to see droopy. He wants to see Fermi. He doesn't want to see droopy. He wants to see Fermi.
He does not know
what he wants. We got to show him.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
And so
here, right here,
Kia D, here's my picture.
Oh, you sending a picture?
Send it to him. Send it to him, baby. He's going to want
this. All right. Okay. All right. This is what quarantine will do to you. This is the last time I checked. Macy was telling everybody to stay away from each other. Now she's trying to get Big Joe to come over and get some Rona time.
By the pool fashion,
oh,
baby.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
That's
all right, Macy. That's all right. I'm telling you. Tell him this light-skinned New Orleans girl he can get with.
You know what? I heard y'all had a tornado down in New Orleans last week, 2 weeks ago.
In Monroe.
Yeah, was it in Monroe? I thought it was
said
Monroe.
It poured
I
up.
Yeah, I heard it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it was in Monroe, gotcha, because Will Odom, our director of marketing, that's where his family's from, Monroe, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Yep, so we're going to keep Brother Odom's family and our friends. I haven't heard if there's been any fatalities in his family or not, but I'm sure all is well. What have y'all been up to? Talk to me about what is going on in politics. I have not been paying attention to Orange.
Well, you know what we were talking about
earlier.
We don't watch the news anymore because it's all COVID.
Mm.
Now, we did know they're getting ready to put out another. Huh?
And it's also disappointing, you know. It's always the same thing. Trump saying, you know, it's going away.
If Trump wouldn't come on, it would be great news. But he comes on. I want to thank my vice president. He's just done a wonder. He ain't done nothing. Everybody's still dying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did hear that if you apply, anybody right now who applies for food stamps has an opportunity to get them for like 2 months.
But you know what? Do you have to be working? No, you can work. But I was reading that, and you know they only go up to the age of 59. After 59,
what?
You can't get them.
Yeah,
you need to go in
and
there and
those
read
are
it.
The people that want them, that need them.
You got it.
Those are the people that need
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
So if I were you, I'd apply anyway. Even if you're over 65 right now, with everything that they're giving away, you might just get them.
Yeah,
did
you
apply? I think I'm going to send a picture of what Kia D is talking about of where CP will be. I'm going to attach your name to it also.
Over? Where I'll be?
Yeah. When you apply for the
stamp. Okay.
Where's she going to be? Standing in the unemployment line?
What did the picture say that I sent you?
Let me see.
You didn't send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you sent it to me?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. Okay, hold on. Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious.
I didn't get it. It's behind bars.
Okay.
That
is hilarious.
It's just somebody behind bars.
Yeah.
That dog behind bars. That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. That's funny.
I mean, I'm upset about the next stimulus that they're going to do because the next stimulus is going to be $2,000. But it's not going to everybody. It's only going, they didn't say, I don't know really, but I'm assuming it's just going to be for the unemployed, which I do think they deserve it. But I would like to share in that too.
Wow. Yeah, I want some of that too. You think that you sure it's only for the unemployed?
And yeah, it's not going to, well, no, I'm not. But it's not going to be for everyone, and that's what I'm assuming.
Gotcha. So at this point in time, though, most people have gotten their $1,200 stimulus check. Everybody has not. Everybody has not gotten it. Some have.
Well, do you know some people that haven't?
I do. Yes, I do know some people that have not. Yeah.
Really? I just know one person.
Oh, snap. Is that you?
That would be CP. Really, that's all I know. I mean, everybody else has gotten there.
There are a couple people who have not gotten their checks just yet, and they're waiting to get them. There are some people who have not filed their taxes just yet. They need to file them. There are some people who, you need to go ahead and just file those taxes. It's free money. Free stimulus money. Even if you owe the government, let them take this money and let your balance be a zero. That way, when you do your 2020 taxes, you can get some money. You see what I'm saying? Like, you gotta look at it a different way, you know. So for some people, I ain't filing my taxes. This is a great way to pay it all back real fast.
But they're not taking the $1,200. They're not taking that. You get your stimulus. I don't think it has anything to do with your taxes.
Well, guess what? That's great. That's even better. You get a free $1,200 just by doing the taxes. So, even better. You know, you might have to wait a little while to get the check, but you've already waited this long. Who cares? So, you know, go ahead and do it. And if you need some assistance filing, you can go to the IRS.gov, and they actually have free online tools there, free websites that you can actually go to, portals, where it'll walk you through, like, step by step. You put the information in, and boom, it spits out your number.
just like that.
Yeah, because you know what the difference is. If they're going to take your money, they're going to take it.
Right.
You know, if
right.
if you do it after what June, you're going to be in trouble.
You might as well go ahead and do it now. Let it go. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Did y'all hear about the guy who hijacked the bus in Richardson,
Texas?
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dark bus.
Yeah, Chief Smiley, CP, tell us more about what you heard about that.
That's what I heard. And I think he shot two police officers. And I think
yeah.
one was killed.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it was a long dark bus. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a what?
Some people see the short dark bus, but this one was the
yeah.
actual, the one that be like downtown, North Longley. He got on their own rifle and shot a cop. Well, shot two cops. I think one of them.
Oh
died.
My gosh.
And then he let him on the case for a little bit.
Yeah.
Did
uh-huh.
he get away?
No, he didn't get
nah,
away.
Nah, they got him.
He was wanted anyway.
Yeah, he was wanted.
Oh.
Yeah, he had killed his wife or something like that. Somewhere he was fleeing. He was, you know, he had came down here.
Wow.
I know it. What about that man that they let out of prison and he went and killed somebody?
What?
Wow.
Maybe that was Erica who told me. Yeah, he got out of prison and he had already killed someone for being in there. They let him out because of COVID, and he went and murdered someone else.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Well, I know Fort Worth jail said they're not letting nobody out.
Hello.
I do know Bill Cosby and the other rapper or singer, I forgot his name, they were denied.
No,
talking
about the
Cosby. Mm-hmm. R. Kelly.
Oh, R. Kelly, okay. Yeah, they're not getting out. No. Tekashi 6ix9ine did get out.
Yeah,
R. Kelly's not getting out.
I see something on him while he at home, you know, he can't do nothing. So this guy that went and bought like expensive followers and jewelry and all this stuff, he didn't have to spend money.
Wow.
So,
oh my God.
Well, when you got the money to spend, you know, but you know what they said? That's what most people are going to do. When they get their stimulus check, they're going to spend it. Do you know how many UPS trucks outside some of the business over my apartment complex today? UPS, Amazon,
really?
They put people are buying stuff for the $1,200. You're going to be saving your money, and you are buying stuff. Pray for it. Now, this is the deal. If you're buying stuff you need, that's great. That's what it's for, right? But when you're just buying trinkets and stuff for no reason,
I bought a mop.
What?
A mop?
Is it a heavy-duty mop?
It's a mop gadget thing that you can wet a little bit, and it'll clean your floors, and then you put another thing on it and go over it again, and it shines the wood. It was really cool.
You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. Wasting your stimulus money. All
it was
you need
$23.
Is a bucket. All you need is a bucket.
I ain't getting down in
but
I ain't putting my hands in a bucket. Well, Métis, don't leave out now the Doritos and the M&Ms and the Oreos.
Well, now, yeah, I overdosed
on those
this weekend, yes, definitely.
I think you
and it was great.
Yeah, five.
I think
them,
they had
you?
To order some more. But I still have mine. I don't want it. I just being at home, I enjoy it so much that the last thing I think about is spending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord.
I know.
Yeah.
I've always had a small shopping problem, and so this is like one.
I have a big one,
time.
But anyway,
oh,
a very big one. But you can do that when you have a giant deck you're building. Yeah. Yeah, we don't have money for that.
It's not so big.
It's big, all right. And I mean, folks that are listening, it's a big enclosed, all cedar wood, all fancy floors, new furniture, air conditioned. She's got ceiling fans everywhere. It's not big. Windows hanging everywhere.
Oh,
waiting for a tornado.
Oh, oh my God. It's a good thing I have insurance.
Oh, I know.
That's hilarious. What do y'all think about life insurance right now? Y'all think life insurance is really, like, important to have right now?
Yes, it
is.
Well,
I wonder
on life
insurance. It's important to have at any time before COVID-19.
Right. Yes.
And I'm going to tell you why. Yes.
I told y'all if y'all want a policy on me, you might as well go get it because I have enough life insurance. You know, I don't need to go get any. I don't have anyone to leave it to. I don't have kids. So...
Well,
you have
friends and you have family.
That's why I'm telling you, go get a policy on me.
I'm going to take her up on that offer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
And then push me out. Then you're going to push me outside?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to hope it's
COVID. We're going
to
hope it's COVID.
We're going to take you to Denver and push you off that cliff, matey. We sure are.
Oh, see, you don't even have to do things to people for them to pass away. I mean, if I'm
right.
Sick,
then, well, you know what? It probably wouldn't be worth, you know, because I think the full amount goes in, I think you have to have it for at least 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know
man.
It's 2 years. No, I know it's 2 years for suicide, but life policies are usually... from the point of sale. But if you take your life, or if a family member or a friend that's telling the public that they want to do something to you, that's different.
Can you check into that for us and go ahead and get that policy started? And I'll call and give you my information.
I can't give you any. You have to do it yourself on me.
Oh, you can. I'm giving you permission.
And God forbid if they do a health check, then I'm sure your premium would go to $3.50 a month.
That changes everything.
From $1.99 to $3.50.
Oh, mercy. Well, one thing about it, you probably wouldn't, you know, if it happened and you got COVID, you probably wouldn't have to spend a whole lot on a funeral.
Why?
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, y'all wouldn't be able to find me. How you going to bury me? Probably just going to be in a pile.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We wouldn't be able to do nothing to you, no way. We wouldn't be able to do anything. Because the city's going to have to come through and get you. And, I mean, I thought that's how they're doing it.
But what are they doing?
The city was there. Maybe listen.
Burning them, I'm telling you, man.
So when all this is over, you go to the city and just pick a bag?
Yep. Pick a bag and get your ass.
I want that bag over
there. Throw them over your shoulder.
Right. I mean,
it's like 2 days.
I need a cowboy bag.
No,
well,
they're
not.
Hey, cowboy.
Métis, it's sounding pretty good the more you talk about it. It sounds promising to me. Very lucrative.
I always said if I die, y'all will cremate me right there in your backyard and then take the ashes. Pretending videotape it so you can have evidence that you're taking me to Mexico, leave the urn on the plane when you get off.
That is insane. Wow.
No, we'll put you in the backyard. We'll have Dallas there. He'll use
the
his hind legs and cover you up with the dirt
Dallas
back in the
Dallas.
Backyard. Hey!
I'll be full.
That way you'll be around forever.
Dallas will dig me up. Dallas will dig me up and I'll be mad.
Oh yeah, you're right.
That's crazy.
But you know, it's really important for people to have insurance right now.
I'm gonna get a life insurance agent on. I got a guy by the name of Jackson. I might try and get Jackson on just to get some information out of him so I can figure out, you know. Our prices going up, you know, what do we need to do? I'm sure, you know, so it'd be good to have him on and just to talk about it. The one thing I will say is I don't want to be upcharged. Give me a $25,000 policy and let me go on about my business. Don't be trying to sell me still $500,000 policy.
Exactly.
Well, you can get a $20 policy and do just fine.
Yeah. Some banks, if you call your bank, some banks offer life insurance policy for their clients, and there's no examination.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. No, like, there is a charge. No, there is. There. Well, I take that back. Some of them actually will offer like $1,000 policy.
My bank,
I have $1,000 policy on me, and on that they give me that, right? I think $500 on my kids, right? And then they offer us, if you want to pay, I think it's $13 a month for a $25,000 policy, right?
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. And so my concern, though, is there are certain places that will upcharge you and have you paying a couple hundred dollars a month for a $500 mm-hmm. policy that you do not need. And I just don't want people wasting that. I shouldn't say wasting money. $500 policy is good. But if you don't have $500 to pay your rent and you're in debt, right. Go ahead, Skeeter.
Yeah, T.A.D., I beg to differ on that. You know, I do need a $500,000 policy on somebody.
She keeps going up on the amount that she needs.
That is
sick. You're going to be the first one indicted.
$500,000.
Ma'am, your deposition doesn't match up. Go behind the bars, please.
Here's the key. We trust you. Just get on back there.
On the 18th of April on Kia D, we talked. We heard you say.
But that would be good. You know, I like to hear somebody, you know, talk about that for 10 minutes, you know, on the life insurance policies.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can get Jackson on it. I know we all have questions, so it'd be good to, you know, to be able to have him on to find out, about that.
Yeah, I want to find out about Métis. I need to get a policy on her.
Yeah, I'm open for him right now.
And I need to do it quick.
Yeah, do it before I get with Joe. Ain't no telling what I'll catch. Better hurry. Joe's got a lot of choices.
Maggie Jean ain't here today, but had she been here, it was going to be a triple quadruple fight.
Oh, man. I would have had to really fight then. A lot of verbal talk.
I'm telling you. Everybody loves Big Joe, man. Big, it's his voice. It's a voice. I'm telling you, it is a voice. They love Big Joe.
His voice will just make your clothes just slither off.
Oh, man.
By themselves, yeah.
Oh, man. What?
Did they make your clothes slither off?
Slither.
That is fun. You need to be an author. You need to be a freaking, you need to be, what do you call that, a ghostwriter? You need that. That was a good word. Slither off? I can imagine, I'm a visual person. I can imagine the clothes being slithered off right now.
Ooh,
yeah, I can imagine.
Matey. Mm.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you could sit on your patio and dream.
Oh my God. So I got to tell y'all about the story. Of course, during the coronavirus epidemic, there are so many things that happened. One of them is there was a lady who was pregnant, and she was giving birth to a baby. And but before she, of course, giving birth, she's having these contractions. And her, you know, she asked her mom or friend or somebody, it was another lady. She said, hey, can you take me to the hospital? And the lady was like, oh, my gosh, yeah, I'll take you to the hospital. You know, I'm giving birth. So they
One moment, please. PP, would you please put your phone on mute?
Okay.
Go ahead.
She is over there mashing potatoes. She is counting up money from the bank. It's going down over there.
If I
get
a $750,000 one owner.
I can tell the second story. I lost my train of thought. What was I talking? Oh, and so the lady, they all know we're into the hospital. So the lady who is having her baby, she's in the front seat of the car, and she's literally in the middle of these contractions. And there's another lady driving, and they're around the corner from the hospital, and she hits the corner to make a left, and all of a sudden the car flips upside down, and the car just flips out of control. Ambulance gets there, and the lady who was pregnant was pregnant having a baby was not pregnant anymore. She had delivered the baby.
Oh my gosh!
She said, "Hey, listen, we're in this car, of course, and the ambulance is here, and they're standing over me." And she starts telling the ambulance man, "I had a baby in this car. Can you help me find my baby?" And one of the windows, of course, because of the way the car crashed, the windows were busted out, of course. And so they frantically, of course, went searching, you know, around the ground looking for the baby. They couldn't find the baby. They came back to the car telling the mama that we cannot find the baby. She said, listen, my baby, I had a baby. I was in labor. I had a baby. My baby's got to be here somewhere. They go looking again. They looking around. One of the officers decides, let me look in the car. They look in the car. They're looking all around in the back seat of the car. They look under the seat. And there was the baby still attached to the umbilical cord.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you talking
my
about
goodness.
A miracle baby.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Baby survived, mom survived, everybody.
Wow. That's just
mm-hmm.
a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
What a story, though, right? You know, what a story.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, what a story.
What a story to be driving and trying to get to the hospital and you've got a labor pain. I had a cramp one day under my ribs, and I almost went over the bridge.
I thought,
oh my
what
God.
The crap is this? I almost lost consciousness from the pain.
Just
oh
needed a little
goodness.
Water.
What day? Oh my goodness.
Wow. Now, on Wednesday, we're going to talk about an Akron, Ohio man who tells his girlfriend, if we crash, just keep us.
Just
we'll talk about that on Wednesday.
Whoa.
After the Life Go Out
radio
show.
We didn't hear what you said.
I heard, I think.
There was a man.
Would you say it
again? A man from Akron, Ohio. He told his girlfriend, if we crash, just keep sucking. Now, we're going to talk about the full story. On Wednesday, after the
lollipop,
hey, listen, we're going to talk about the full story. You can find out what kind of lollipop.
Chocolate.
You play dumb. You play dumb, CP. You go right ahead.
I know. I've got to take y'all off the speaker. I don't want Master P to hear this. Go ahead, guys.
And she took the paper off the rack.
Oh, my goodness, that's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I also have to tell you guys, that we're talking about, somebody put out a story talking about during this coronavirus pandemic that while you're grocery shopping, there is no need to wipe down the food packaging.
I heard that.
I heard that crazy crap too. Why would you tell
so
us
what
not
did,
to
what
lighten
did you
out
think?
Our food packaging?
I know. I know it, you know.
What do I
That's
think?
That's what
I
thought.
Think they're trying to keep us sick. Why
yeah.
would we? Why would
yeah.
you not wipe down the food packaging when people are saying, I got a package from somebody and then I got the coronavirus? Well, there was
oh,
one lady,
man.
Remember, last week we stayed at home 3 weeks. The only thing she did was get a package from that lady who delivered her groceries. That was the only thing she did. The woman left the groceries outside. She got the groceries from outside, brought them in, and she got the coronavirus. She had been at home 3 weeks.
What?
Quarantine, yes. Yeah, it's
crazy.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. Yep, pretty crazy. Yep. And the lady was from North Carolina, and she stayed at home for 3 weeks. And despite staying at home for 3 weeks,
my goodness.
Yep. She caught the coronavirus. So, you know, we should wipe off our packages. Absolutely.
Yeah. I wipe my stuff off, and I throw my bags away now. I don't even keep them.
I don't keep any of the packages. I don't keep any of the packages at all. I take everything out of the packages and I try and put it in, you know, or I wipe all my boxes and everything. Everything gets wiped down. No matter what it is, it gets wiped down. And then if I can remove it from the package, I remove it from the package. Yeah. Now,
yeah.
I don't know if y'all knew this, but the two biggest names on the Dallas Cowboys are now reportedly in a little hot water for allegedly throwing a party last weekend.
Oh yeah.
Now, I can still hear a little interference in the background. There it is. Go. Now, according to a report from TMZ, quarterback Dak Prescott and running back Ezekiel Elliott threw a birthday party for a friend last weekend. And while that doesn't seem like it's a big deal, the amount of people in the party was a big deal. TMZ actually reported that the Cowboy star hosted a 30-people party at Prescott's house. The report noted that the celebration appeared to violate the Texas stay-at-home order. Now, the terms went down on Friday night at the Dallas Cowboys crib in Prosper, Texas. And his star running back was there in bed. We're told it was a birthday party for one of the best friends. And at the height of the bash, there was about 30 guests there.
What made them think that they were different? Did they just assume because it was held at his house, you know, that it wasn't out in a public area, that it was okay, or?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking. You know, I guess that, you know, sometimes when you got a lot of money.
Yeah.
When you got a lot of money, you do whatever you can. You do whatever you got to do. Now, TMZ later reported that they actually had a dinner party for a smaller amount of people. But, of course, there are people who are calling out Prescott and Elliott for allegedly violating the governor's stay-at-home order. And to be fair, it's not the best idea for anyone to be hosting a party, of course, with any amount of people, even though I'm thinking about having an enchilada party on Saturday. That's neither here nor there.
Skip over that. Go right ahead.
It is definitely not a good idea to be, you know, having any kind of parties. But neither Prescott nor Elliott responded to the comments from the article. So the TMZ reported.
I think commissioner or somebody, you know, handled that issue, you know, with them. So.
You know, they said Tom Brady was caught working out in a closed park in Tampa. You know, the park is closed. and he's out there working out. You know, so it's not just celebrities. It's just people in general. They feel like they can get away with stuff. But a lot of times celebrities feel like if they got money, you know, they can get away with a little bit more.
Yeah. Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Well.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I know. It's
we'll
crazy,
see.
You know.
We'll see if they abide by the rules now. You know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll definitely see. You know, there's a lot going on outside of, there's definitely a lot going on outside of the quarantine, outside of the coronavirus. It is literally just taking over right now. You know, like right now, if you turn on the news, I don't watch the news, but like you guys said earlier, you turn it on and it's all about this coronavirus. Is there anything else to talk about outside of coronavirus?
Well, it doesn't seem like it is.
I know, it's just crazy. You know, what's really sad is how children are getting abused during this epidemic right now, this pandemic, not epidemic, pandemic. The level, you know, they got a kid, a little boy in Fort Worth, I think he was 3 years old, he was killed by his parents because he's at home.
What?
You know, parents are not wanting to be adults. They're not wanting to parent. They are wanting to do what they want to do, but they do not want to be a parent right now.
Well, you know, I was on the news today. They had a caption. They were requesting foster parents, and they're saying that they're really in need of foster parents because kids are being abused. And they said that you go online and take a course to become a foster parent because you can't get out and go take a class. So they're letting you go online and get some type of certificate to become a foster parent. Yeah, because they said that it's too many kids out here being abused and they're needing foster parents.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Maybe you want to be a foster parent? You'd make a good foster parent. Maybe
would be great.
Yeah, she'd make a good foster parent.
Oh, my goodness.
As long as you keep the child inside, because Métis would try and throw him over the railing. Métis, you'd make a good foster parent.
Métis, I know you did not try and duck out, especially when we're trying to get you to be a foster mama. Don't do it. That's sad.
Oh,
okay, I got to tell you.
That is sad.
R. Kelly's finances, they say, are actually set to recover despite him being behind bars this 2020. It said R. Kelly, this is a report actually that came from the source. It says R. Kelly has been denied release from behind bars after petitioning to be let go because of coronavirus. But could it be because his bank account is heavier than it once was just a year after sitting at $13? The R&B legend is now believed to have $200,000 from royalties. He had $13 a year ago.
What?
$13. Instead of, he's got $200,000 in royalties now. Now, after the first failure from Kelly's legal team, a second motion was filed stating that he has no means to go anywhere, according to Bossip is a magazine, online magazine. But federal authorities note the money from royalties as means to flee or attempt to coerce witnesses if he is a free man. He has money for that while he is attempting to combat his federal charges. In addition, his team is attempting to still intimidate witnesses and using social media to paint the singer in a positive light. Now, the original petition for release states that Kelly has pre-existing conditions that could risk his life. They noted that he does not have any known risks, but also he is much more dangerous to the public than the virus is to him.
Yeah.
While the government recognizes the seriousness of While the government does recognize the seriousness of COVID and the increased risk to certain federal prisoners, a generalized risk alone does not justify releasing the entire population of inmates, much less a prisoner being held for racketeering charges and involving crimes against specified victims and with a history of obstructing justice and violating his bail conditions by committing serious crimes. Now, the U.S. Attorney's Office wrote, simply residing in MCC Chicago, even where a limited number of inmates have tested positive for COVID, cannot be a basis for being released.
Right. Yeah. No.
So his money is just going to have to sit there without him seeing a dime of it.
Mm-hmm.
He got $200,000 in royalties in a year.
Well, good. Maybe after he serves all of his time, maybe he'll be a millionaire.
Oh, man. That's crazy, ain't it? Now, they said Idris Elba, who is one of my favorite actors, he's an singer. I love it. He has a song as well. As a matter of fact, his song, we used to play his song on here all the time. He actually is recovering from coronavirus, and he actually has launched a $40 million relief fund.
That's wonderful.
Yep. That's wonderful.
So where the Cowboys, I think, gave $100,000, he's given $40 million. Really? Really?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow. Mm. That's crazy.
I think that's wonderful.
Well, P. Diddy is kind of under some fire a little bit. Recently, you know, everybody's been sitting at home, you know, kind of doing their thing, you know, chilling. And one of the things that he did, this contest where everybody was getting crunk and dancing, this dance contest. Well, what happened was is he, there's this girl who's, I think she's on one of the Love & Hip Hop TV shows or one of, can't remember, Basketball Wives. I think she's on Basketball Wives, LA.
And
so she was on the video and she was twerking. And then a couple hours later or the next day, Lizzo, who's a heavy set artist, gets on there, and she starts twerking, and he stops the whole video and was like, no, it's Easter Sunday. No. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. We're going to find something. He was like, no, we're going to find another song. And so he got a lot of backlash for that. So they was like, hold up, you let old girl twerk. But then Lizzo get on here, and you ain't going to let her twerk? Yeah. He did get a lot of backlash for that. But, you know, I mean, Lizzo did not need to be twerking. That's not the point. But, you know, if you're going to let the skinny girl do it, let the big girl do it. P. Diddy?
Right.
I guess
they want the skinny girls.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want the skinny girls. You know, it is what it is. You know, they want to see that on TV. They don't want to see nothing else.
Yeah. Shout out to the big girls.
Yes. Shout out to the big girls. I heard T.I. was in trouble. We'll talk about that later. T.I. is always in trouble. He's always doing something. He is always in trouble. Yes, there was an accused murderer who got let out of prison. I think we talked about this one earlier. I think we did. The accused murderer who got let out of prison early. Man, it's crazy what people are doing, you know.
I know.
It's insane. You know, you get out and you hear somebody sick.
I know. Is it somebody he knew? Was it somebody he was after? Or,
you know, I don't know all of the details behind that. I don't remember all the details behind it. I'll have to find out the details behind it.
It's just sad.
Yeah, I'll have to find out.
You know, it's not enough going on that, you know, people are dying and, you know, are afraid of this virus, but you got a murderer out there, you know.
And children who are being abused and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
So, yeah.
It's just insane.
Yeah.
It is absolutely insane.
same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are going to end the show tonight. We've got a couple different things we've got going on. And B Ray, I want you to take us out tonight with some smooth grooves. And definitely want to say happy birthday to all the April babies. And what else? Somebody else? Something else is coming up. I guess nothing else. I don't know. It don't matter. We got tomorrow. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to Big Joe's show. We've got Big Joe, Mind, Body, and Soul, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then Wednesday night, we have After the Lights Go Out radio show with the Hot Topic panel going down. What else we have? Anything else you got coming up? And no, we have no events. So don't be looking for no events. But you can check us out on social media, WeTalkRadio.com, on all of our social media platforms. And you can go to WeTalkRadio.com and find us online, www.WeTalkRadio.com. You can find us online, and that way you can see exactly everything we've got going on. You can see all of our Hot Topic panelists that are here tonight with us. The extraordinary B-Ray, CP, Macy, Magazine, AT Black, T-Smile, all of them. Everybody's there. I'm even there. I'm up there, too. So you can go check us all out. We are all there, and a beautiful picture of us all. So thanks so much for your support. We appreciate it. I was supposed to give out some stats tonight. That's right. I always try and thank people who are tuned in. I definitely wanted to make sure I was thanking the listeners. Man, where is the screenshot of the listeners who are tuned in? Man, who has that? One of y'all got that? I do not have it. Oh, man, I thought I had it.
Well, you just thank all of them anyway.
Okay. There we go. Well, go ahead and thank them. Just the country.
Real quick, we want to thank China, Canada, France, and Rwanda.
And the
United
States. In the United States of America, y'all are tuned in tonight. We appreciate it. Appreciate your support. And if you didn't hear your country, that is okay. Tune in, and you will automatically be in there. So we just appreciate the love and support. And we're all over the globe. It is a blessing, and it's amazing. So thank you so much, everybody, for being here and tuning in tonight. Thank you, We Talk Radio fans, and thank you, We Talk Radio family. We appreciate the love. Don't forget to check us out at www.wetalkradio.com. CP, can you close us out in prayer tonight?
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, we come to you thanking you, Heavenly Father, thanking you, God, for this COVID-19, because during these times, Heavenly Father, it's bringing us closer to you, God. So we're just lifting you up and saying thank you, God, for the love that we are showing towards one another, where we could come together and pray, Heavenly Father, and lift you up. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Hot Topic panel on tonight. We ask, God, that you would just continue to bless the different countries that are listening in. We ask a covering over each one of their lives, God. We ask for healing. Lord, we ask for protection. We ask for guidance. We ask, God, that you would just continue to cover this nation as a whole, God. The ones that are in charge, God, we ask that you would just give them the wisdom and the knowledge that they need, Heavenly Father, that they would open up their ears and their hearts and listen to your words, Heavenly Father, and abide by your words. So, God, we just come before you saying thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the love that you are showing. Thank you for the love that you have shown. All these blessings we ask in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this But I can't even talk. So this fantastic show. It's your girl Kia D holding it down from We Talk Radio Network. Be right, take us out. Good night.
stay. Don't let your friends go messing with your mind.
No, no.
My name. I'm willing reminiscing on what we used to share, and how we used to be such a happy pair. Oh yeah, I cannot believe we've thrown it all away. Tell me, will I see you again someday? The past is gone, but tomorrow. I need you around my tree.
Trading yeah. My life for you.
Oh, trading my life.
Trading my life.
Whole life.
For you.
Trading my life. Trading my life. That we made a vow, that we'd always be together.
Let our love endure.
Yeah. But now you're gone, and I'm all alone. But I need to hear, and I'm willing to trade it. Yes, I am. Hey, I feel it from the bottom of my heart.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.